In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sin. As true God, he possesses this authority from all eternity. He can receive nothing, nor can he have nothing that is different or improved. He is God of God, light of light, very God of very God, as we confess in our creed. But the authority of which Jesus speaks, he speaks not according to his divine nature. He speaks according to what he has received, according to his human nature. He calls himself the Son of Man, the Son who was born of a virgin, the man who rules over God's creation as God himself had intended. He, the God-man, the Son of Man, has received all authority in heaven and on earth from the Father. Or to use a word that is offensive to our modern equality ears, Jesus submits to his Father. Now, to submit is to simply receive what the authority above you gives. And to be in authority is to give blessings to those who are under you. Our polluted modern ears hear the word authority and the word submission, and we assume oppression, restrictions, inequalities. We assume control, servitude, bossing people around. It's the exact opposite of what we perceive to be freedom. We need to know the scriptures better so that we hear words according to the word of God and not according to societal standards. Christ submits to his Father. Men submit to Christ, and women submit to men. This is God's ordained world. And in this, we find not a life of servitude any more than Christ did, but we find a life that flourishes here on earth. So for what purpose has Christ received all authority? He answers that question as well. To forgive sins. He does not have the authority to pass proper legislation so we can have a good moral society here in America. He did not come to be a lawgiver, but he came to give the gospel. And that gospel is nothing else than the forgiveness of sins found in his own name. He is a king, not who wields a sword, but a king who preaches. He rules by his word of forgiveness so that all nations might know the glory of his forgiveness. He does not change civil laws. He will not seize control of nations. He will not promote a constitutional republic here or anywhere else in the world. These things are and will remain as they have before. That is, rulers who do good, whether they are a monarchy or a president, those who do good according to the word of God will be blessed, and those who do not will be punished. Christ did not come to have authority to change and abolish societal structures. For God established these in the beginning, so that preachers, governments, and yes, chief among all, fathers, might rule this earth. He did not come to undo any of that. His kingdom is not of this world, so his authority is also not of this world. Not an authority to usurp the nations, but the authority to forgive the nations, so all might be brought into his eternal kingdom that shall have no end. Forgiveness is the spear of his kingdom, the sword by which it is furthered. Forgiveness alone. The church in the Middle Ages forgot that. They wanted a visible earthly reign of God, one where they had proper, good, godly laws, and all of Christ's enemies submitted to the law by a sword. That is not Christ's authority. The papacy of today still claims to have authority over every nation under heaven. They too are wrong. Many Christians have the same view. The Puritans who came to America have a pretty similar view to that of the papacy. They wanted to enact a Christian religion, a Christian state here in America. They also were wrong. And now what of us today? When we hear that word evangelical, if the first thing we think of is a political voting bloc, then we too have succumbed to the world's lies and deceptions. For the word evangelical is nothing other than the forgiveness of sins found in Christ. Yet how confused we have become. How much we want God to simply level things out in this world, always for my better. We want success. Not financial, we're smarter than that. But we want even emotional success. That is, we want to be able to handle whatever may come in our lives with a positive attitude, knowing that it will all be okay in the end. How often do we hear the sentiments, I can overcome all things with Christ. Christ will help me. All things will work out for my good. My life is better with Christ. Wonderful Christian, godly sentiments and statements. So the problem is not with those statements, but it is with how we perceive them. We forget that Christ's authority is the forgiveness of sins. And so we wonder why we prayed and nothing has changed. Why have things gone from bad to worse? Why does society continue down the drain? Where is Christ in all of this? Where is that authority the Father has given him? So like the scribes, we at times refuse to submit to the authority Christ has received. Because we don't want an authority that forgives, but we want Christ to be an authority that rules this earth in the way of an earthly ruler. But he will not do that. He will not do that because he loves you too much to be an earthly king. He exercises his authority by forgiving you all your sins. His ruling the nations so that all might be forgiven. He orders all things to that end, whether it's a natural disaster, diseases, epidemics, whether it's personal loss, financial destitution, whatever it may be, all things are ordered to lead you back to the forgiveness of sins. So if we want to have a Christian nation, it's not one that has godly laws, but it's one whose people long for the forgiveness of sins. It's one whose people go to where Christ is present to bestow that forgiveness. For they recognize that the Son of Man has not come to be an earthly ruler or to enforce his laws with a sword, punishments, fines, or jail time. But he binds men's hearts to him by the forgiveness of sins. And faith is driven back. Faith sees the world. Faith calls out to God in the hour of need, and then is driven back to where that God is found, in his forgiveness. Look at the men in this account. They came to him in faith, and that includes the paralytic. They come to Christ in faith. And so Jesus gives them exactly what they have asked for. Take heart, my son, your sins are forgiven. They were not chiefly looking for healing from this paralysis. They had faith. Not faith in a miracle worker, not faith in an earthly ruler who can make everything better, but they had faith in the authority that God had given him, that he would redeem them from sin, death, and hell. That is the faith that drove these men and the paralytic back to Christ. Take heart, my son, your sins are forgiven. And Jesus stops. No mention of a miracle that is coming. And how the man's heart must have rejoiced that he is once more a child of God and heir of heaven. How the friends' hearts must have leaped for joy that their friend was forgiven. And Christ is who they expected him to be, a savior, a king over Satan, a destroyer of sin, a ruler of an eternal kingdom. They had the proper view of Jesus. And when he saw their faith in him, faith rooted in his forgiveness, he forgives. And if Jesus would have left their friend paralyzed, they would have been content with that. And would have submitted to his authority, knowing that whatever he gives must be for their good. But he didn't do that. He also healed. Would that we all have a faith like that. a faith that deeply yearns to submit to Christ with whatever he gives, a faith that longs for the forgiveness of sins, that buries all of our misdeeds and mistakes in the grave. Yes, paralysis was on their minds. How could it not be? Even as we walk into this space with the economy, the government, politics, laws, our own health, our own relationships with our family, or with someone else's health concerns on our minds, we come in bearing many things. It is good to go to Christ in prayer, to recognize who he is. But do not be shocked, and certainly do not be disappointed when he turns around to you and says, "Take heart, my child. I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." For he was not given authority to be an earthly king, a doctor, a financial advisor, a relationship guru. And he was given all authority for a far greater purpose, to give you far greater benefits, and for far deeper relationships. His authority rips from you your sin and separates you from it as far as the east is from the west. His authority allows you to crush Satan underneath your feet. His authority also makes you immortal and glorious. It shuts hell's fiery mouth. Why would we not willingly submit to such an authority and desire it above anything else? So now look at this man, the paralytic. First he is forgiven and then he is healed. Jesus healed him to prove to the scribes that he has authority to forgive. He gives the greater gift first and the lesser gift second. The order is important, for he does the same with you. He gives you the greater gift first, and the lesser gift will follow. So when you have financial ease, when you have good relationships, a healthy body, when life is going the way that you have expected, and you have not the forgiveness of sins, then you have only these good things for as long as you breathe air. But when you have forgiveness, you have a good relationship with God, with all believers, and with all creation. When you have forgiveness, you have the riches of heaven, which no one can take away. When you have forgiveness, your body is made immortal and glorious. This is what forgiveness brings. It does not come here in this world, for Christ's kingdom is not of this world, but it comes in the hereafter. So now back to those statements. I can overcome all things with Christ. Christ will help me. All things will work out for our good. My life is better with Christ. Wonderful sentiments. But we recognize why and how our life is better. Not because 20 years from now we'll see how this disaster or this disease or this difficulty helped me, but because it drives me back to the forgiveness of sins. Back to a recognition of who Christ truly is, a Savior, which means nothing more than one who forgives. For when we have forgiveness, then we have his full victory. So submit to his authority by receiving that forgiveness. And remain content, even if he leaves you paralyzed. So we hold Jesus in his rightful place and we recognize his authority in heaven and on earth is to forgive our sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.